Begin the current daf, Masechta Sukkah, daf Memches, to begin the Omen Alpha, begin the Tes Masechta, begin with the words of the Gemara, Regel B'chani Atzmai, Shmei Atzeres is a Yom Tov on its own, which is, first of all, the Inyish in the Sukkah, you don't sit in the Sukkah. Karban Atzmai has its own carbon chain to say the Priyachag, that's not in the same order as the other carbonus of the Yom Tov Sukkahs, because Dimkain, if they would be the case, it would keep on going one lower, Hoyi Bay Shish Bam should have had six bowls and not one. Bracha Atzmai, when it says it has its own Bracha, Asim Shmini, Chag Atzeres is a Yom Tov, Chag HaSukkos, whereas for Deceptive Mashman, Deceptive sounds like actually the Bracha La'atzma means Shemavarchan Samelech. They actually bless the king on Shemini Atzeres. Bracha Gesin Ba, Bracha La'atzma is Shemimah, it says in the Pasuk, but Yem Shemini, on the 8th day, Sholach HaSa'am, he sent the people back home, Shlomo HaMelech, after they did the inauguration of the Mikdash, Bivarchan Samelech, and they blessed the king. Kach Pez Rukhan, as Rashi explains. Now, Bahashtab, it says, Taisa, now, Lo Havaki HaHud Tan Le'el, now it's not like we had taught previously in the Brisa. Because I mean, we had said, Kashem Shechag Toin Shir Karbon Bracha Belina, just like the Yom Tov Sukkos requires these four things, Kach Shmini Toin Karbon Shir Bracha Belina. Shigmada explains what's Bracha. So he said, Bechaz Amazon and Tefillah, which there it's regarding mentioning the Chag in Bechaz Amazon, according to Rashi, as he's bringing, it's the Bracha of the Melech. But Rabbi Netam of Hash, Bracha Dacha, he explains when we say Bracha Behir, yeah, it's Bechaz Amazon and Tefillah, Kahid Lel, same like we had explained before. But then, wait a second, then what's Regabu Pnei Atzmai? That's not regarding that you say Shemini Chagat says though, because that's the bracha. It's rather Lina Shatayin Lina. It's that you have to stay overnight, as by every Yom Tov. Now, Rabbi Chanan Mafar, he explains Lina Shiyitcha Avelis. He explains that it's regarding that Shemini Teres pushes away the laws of mourning. Shemini Rabbi Nepegbas in my cutting the last paragraph in my cutting of Yitzes Melav that Kavias may say if someone buries his dead Shiva Yom Kaid Meregel 7 days before the Yom Tov of the Yom Tov. So, Beltman exerts Shleishim. So, therefore, you're starting right away after the Shiva, the Shleishim period, and Yom Tov comes along and as Mavatlit, because it stops it. You're not going to resume afterwards. Now, Bezimna, but sometimes at that time, the Lekker Shiva, according to the regal, you don't have a full 7 days before the Yom Tov. But Falachi, Beltman exerts Lamed, and still you're going to nullify the Shleishim, Shem Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres, you will have seven by the time Shmini Atzeres comes around. And Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Tov, and that's Rabbi Nathan's explaining. And actually, Rabbi Nathan Atzmai, Rabbi Nathan himself, Yosef ben Ma'ev, Shmini Atzeres, he established in the Ma'ev Shmini Atzeres in the Piyutim, Kodesh Lelina, that it's holy for staying out overnight, meaning you've got to stay overnight, but Shleishim Yedachim, and it pushes away the Shleishim, Kashavel Minachim, like that the mourners are being comforted. So he's exactly this halacha of Rabbi Nechanan. But it says, but you can't say that we're saying it's totally going to push away the Shleishim. Because the peg bas, the might cut in the last peg, might cut in the Chabdam Amid Beis, I'm reading what the Gemara tells us, if you have one day before the Yom Tov, and you have a Chag and the Yom Tov, and you have a Shemini Shleih, and you have the Shemini Atzeres, so we can estimate Echad Yom, that's altogether 21 days. Because you started Shiva beforehand, so once the Yom Tov comes, it's like Mavatlet. The Yom Tov itself is like taking away another seven, and Shemini Atzeres is like taking away another seven. So that's 21 days. But you see, it doesn't take away the whole thing, it just takes away parts of it. And so to Birchas HaMelech HaBayil Misnei, we're saying Bracha doesn't mean, as Rashi had said, so why isn't it mentioning Birchas HaMelech? So you don't have to say that. Because we just want to compare it to what you have by the other 7 days of Sukkot, which is that Bracha, that's the Bracha that we're saying, yeah, B'Shemini Atzeres, we're not mentioning everything. And Shir Shoyu Amrim Mizmer Sholem, and what we're saying has on Shir, is that you said a full Mizmer, Mashiach B'Shayi Me'achag, whereas all the other days of Sukkot, Shloh Amrim Mizmer Sholem, they didn't say a full Mizmer, El Chetzi Hayim, Echetz Mocha, half today, half tomorrow, and Kach Mufaz Rabbein Atam, because Yisrael B'Shalei Echalu, like the Gemara, when he's laid on up in the name of Ab, the Mizmer B'Simona, Hum Vahi, what were the Psukkim that they would say on the 7 days of Sukkot? Well, Parashti, and previously, says this, I've explained, that what was the song that they said, and what we're saying that Shira had its own one, it was a separate song, Lamentzech Lashminis, and not necessarily had Mizma Shalom versus the half and half, as you had 7 Day Sukkot, it was a special Mizma of Lamentzech Lashminis. Continue with the next Tez Maslow, Tez begins with the words of Gemara, Pechaz Ba'abal, we said that if you have nowhere to put your stuff, you have to sit in the Sukkot Shmin that says, how do you prove you're not doing it for the Mitzvah? You take off 4 Tzvachim of Schach. Our boat Tzvachim says there's a place that's going to invalidate the Kach Pesach Bukhrin. So it says, but it's a wonder. Mashi, who is there by boat? What's this measurement of 4 Tzvachim? But like, our place of Shlesha. Having airspace invalidates with 3 Tzvachim, not 4 Tzvachim. That's Pasal Schach. But here we're talking about Aver. That's Bim Sukh Gidel, Bim Sukh Gidan, Bim Emsa, whether a big Sukh, a small Sukh, whether in the middle, Kin Mukhashil Berakam, and David Zan Melal. So there's wonders why was it 4 Tzvachim. So with the next Tzvachim, the Nasa, that begins with the words of Mamlik Basaner. The other mandam said that you light a candle and that shows it's not for the Sukkah. Personal paragesh, we really explained on the Chof Tesman Av and the Bimask Bamila that because it's dangerous, again, therefore it's forbidden, and that shows you're not doing it for the mitzvah. Continue with the next Tesman Av, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Shah Amayim. they would bring it through the gate of the water, which min ha'sharma t'raimim shavazaruhu, from the southern gates of the Azar. Now the seven midas sharma hadraimim, that the southern gates, which were smuchim l'mariv, which were near the west, were kachavish shav shamayim, and mentions the gate of the water. Now, because we learned lama nikra shamayim, why is it called shamayim? Shabay machnisin tlechaz amayim shon nizchamayim b'chav, because that was the entry where they would bring the flask of water for the water libations on the emptive circus. Continue with the next place of Masl, that begins with the words Zigmar B'chazal Ekev. And he goes up on the left and he comes back on his heels. Which, like a Mesha Pesha, not like the way Rashi explained, Mishum Shaliyabi B'hilch B'chim, that we don't want you to walk on around the Mizbech unnecessarily. Because if that would be the case, then even when you go to the southeast corner, it should be the same thing also. And the time in the Hacha, the reason over here is the Charos Nal Ekev Abderech Yemin. When you're going back on your heels on the left side, and you go back that same way, that actually is going the right way, which is the way you normally go, which is counterclockwise. And that's why you go back the same way. Continue with the next days of Masa, that begin with the words like Mava, Oilas Aiv, Kishab to the Mizach, and Oilas Aiv, when you have too much going on in the east, then you would do it on the west. Which Bryce is a Kula Mishnah Shlema, he himself is Zvachim Perkar, the question. This Bryce is actually a complete Mishnah in Zvachim Dav Samagilim Naf. Awesome Daik, and there the Medaik, and the Ka'amah Kishab to the Mizach, in fact, that it says that when you have too much going on in the east, Machalav to become Mizach, so obviously that its primary place is on the east. Which says, for nothing did you have to infer it from there. Because an explicit mission of Samadal says, how was the Oilas Aiv done? If you went up the ramp and you went to the ledge, it says clearly that you went to the southeast. Continue with the next test of Masa, begin with the words of the Gemara. You had these two bowls of silver. And that's where you would pour the Nesachim of wine and of the water. Which says, it's a wonder. With these two tables in the ante chamber, one was silver, one was gold. And al shakesem nisim lechem upon mechnesasa. The silver one you would put the showbread when you brought it in. Al shalzav bitzasa, and the golden one when you took it out. The reason is shemalim because of the medium, because you could only elevate in halachas of holiness and not to downgrade from gold to silver. And afilas akum al shulchan azav behechel. And even if you took it off from the golden table in the hechel, lo hayachem levitel anich b'shakesem, you couldn't now put it and downgrade it to the silver one. So it bothers Tosfos from Kain, if that's the case, Hachol, Beheshay Mal Mitzlech Shazav, here they would, they filled up the water in a golden flask. Hey, Chaim and Askel Mesafon Shekes, how could they pour it into a silver bowl? And Bechitim may begin to say, Bitzlech Shem Kadesh and Mal, yeah, because they would fill it up, although it's gold, but it was not sanctified. So it says, Lay, it's not the case, because the Gabi Chobis Kishin Svalm Ev Shabbos Ketam Esnin Shem Kadesh. When did we say that it was the barrel was not sanctified? Specifically from the one from before Shabbos, and the Pashtam Mimor, like the Mark explains, because the problem of Balina, of a Slech Shem Mal Mechoyel, who is Mekadesh, but the flask they would fill up during the weekday, that was sanctified. So, essentially, what you could say is the Safal Ma'ikavun Besid. These bowls actually were plastered on to the Mizbech. They're not vessels. It's considered like a part of the Mizbech itself. So, this was like bricks were in the Bezichin of the Zahav, meaning the Levain, the frankincense. That was on the, it was on gold in the bezichin, on the spoons, on the shulchan, shayimakhtin al mizbech, which that was sacrificed in the mizbech. And that's not considered a downgrade, that because that's on the mizbech. So to over here, although it was in gold before, it's not considered a downgrade that's put onto the mizbech, even though these bowls themselves are made out of silver.